Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, December 6, 2023. The head of the National General Staff of the Cuban Civil Defense, Ramon Pardo Guerra, claimed that the economic, commercial, and financial U.S. blockade imposed on Cuba precludes Cuba from sustaining early warning system. He stressed on the opening of the 11th International Congress on Disasters and the 7th International Conference of Firefighters that Washington's hostile policy has been enforced for 60 years by triggering a too complex situation for all of us. Pardo added that despite foreign threats, Cuba is presently directing its efforts to search for different choices that allow it to progress in separate directions in a sustainable manner. He stressed that the National General Staff of the Cuban Civil Defense is and will be a guarantee for the Cuban people. First of all, we always want to preserve the lives of human beings, the economic heritage, natural resources, and the environment, he stressed. Belarus Academies of Sciences and Cuba will develop 18 joint scientific projects from December 2023 to December 2025. Cuba's ambassador to Minsk, Santiago Perez, told Prensa Latina. The Cuban diplomat said these projects were chosen in the context of the first contest of Belarus National Academy of Sciences and Cuba's Ministry of Science, Technology, and the Environment. For both nations, this is an important day since the cooperation deals signed on November 29, 2022 will become a reality, Perez pointed out. According to the head of the Cuban diplomatic mission in Belarus, as part of the agreement, a joint competition was announced in the second quarter of 2023. The Belarusian Republican Foundation for Basic Research was in charge of the execution. Perez further noted that we can already speak of a high level of development of Belarusian-Cuban cooperation in the scientific field, and all thanks to the cooperation of our countries and presidents who put the development of science in the foreground. Plans foreseen for implementation within the framework of the first Belarusian-Cuban project competition have a high level of novelty, the authority added. Direct flights between Canada and the Cuban city of Cienfuegos will resume this December 8th through the Jaime Gonzalez International Airport. The two flights on Friday by Sunwing Airlines are the restart of its operations from Canada to the airports of Cienfuegos and Manzanillo in the eastern province of Granma after several years of interrupted or intermittent operations. Sunwing Airlines decided to resume its flights to these provinces due to the growing interest of Canadian travelers in visiting Cuba. These destinations are known for their rich history, beautiful beaches, and colonial charm, making them popular choices for tourists who want to explore authentic Cuban culture. For more than two decades, the Canadian market has been the main source of tourists to various Cuban destinations. In 2022, more than 500,000 Canadians visited Cuba, according to information from the National Office of Statistics and Information. Cuba ratified at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, COP28, its decision to extend the use of renewable sources until 2050 to promote quality of life and reduce environmental impacts. The energy projection drawn up by Cuba until 2050 also takes into account the amount of oil that would no longer be consumed and how many tons of annual carbon dioxide would not be emitted into the atmosphere. At the meeting, the Perspective Program for Renewable Energy Sources in the Caribbean country was presented, as well as its implementation by the Electrical Union, the articulation with training, science, and innovation. This strategy includes developing the renewable energy sources and their efficient use, ensuring the availability of water, directing reforestation towards maximum coverage and protection of the soil, rehabilitating mining areas, and protecting built facilities threatened by the rise in sea level. These specialists from the Ministries of Energy and Mines and of Science, Technology, and Environment explain that the solar photovoltaic program with high potential in the country contemplates national and foreign investments. They stress that the projections aim for a high integration of solar photovoltaic, wind energy, and energy accumulation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.